Welcome to Bracket Busters. I'm your host, Michael Patton, here today to talk about the 2019 NBA playoffs. But before we get into the NBA playoffs, I would like to give a shout out to Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, two of the greatest NBA careers we have seen, I would say. Dwayne Wade, we remember the final, your first finals against Dirk, which you took the finals MVP. You had Shaq on that team, which just came from the Lakers after him and Shaq had a kind of had an ongoing fight. And then a few years after that, you teamed up with LeBron James and Chris Bosh. And this time, Dirk Nowitzki took you guys down, which is, I would say, one of the greatest finals. LeBron James kind of had a meltdown. And then Dirk Nowitzki took over the finals, came back, took the finals MVP. And the rest is history. So I would like to shout out to you guys for giving us some of the greatest NBA memories of all time. I hope you guys have a good post-career, whatever you're going to. I hope you go into commentating. I would love to hear Dwayne Wade on NBA TNT during the playoffs this year or next year. But good luck to both of you guys. Now, let's get into these 2019 NBA playoffs. First matchup I would like to talk about is Oklahoma City Thunder and the Portland Trail Blazers. Because this series has been going kind of in the favor of Portland Trail Blazers. They're up 2-0 right now. Next game is Friday night coming into Oklahoma City. The first two games were in Portland, and Portland, they used that crowd very well. The crowd was loud. They were into it, which resulted in them taking a 2-0 lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I would never thought would have happened in my wildest dreams. I thought this series was going to be close, but not going down 2-0 close. It could go to 4-0 how the way they're playing right now. Paul George has an injury. We didn't expect him to be injured. I didn't know he was injured till after the post game, after the first game of the night. He had the post game interview where he said that he had a shoulder injury, and he wasn't getting any shots up. So this was like actually that first game that they played was his first time even shooting this whole week before the playoffs, which was kind of weird to usually give the report out if someone's injured, but they didn't give this out. Westbrook, I don't know what is happening to Westbrook. Westbrook is like non-existent in this series right now. He hasn't been really doing much. I really don't have an explanation to why what is wrong with him. He's been getting his shots off, but they just don't go down. I don't know. He used to be like the top scorer in his team. I don't know what's wrong with him right now, but I hope he gets it. I hope he gets back on track. Maybe going back home. Maybe he's not used to the rims in Portland or not. But maybe going back home, maybe give him that energy. I probably expect maybe a triple double. I hope they see game three, a triple double from Westbrook. Hope to expect that. But Damian Lillard, you are amazing. I can't believe what you're doing in the, what are you doing in the series right now. You've been going completely off. Now, I consider you a top five NBA point guard right now. But if you win this series and if you do it, especially in a sweep, I will have to include you in the top five NBA point guards right now, up there with Steph, Kyrie, the top tier of players right now. But this series, I see Thunder coming back, though. I think Westbrook's not going to let the sweep happen right now, especially since last year the same thing happened to them when they had high expectations after acquiring Paul George to go maybe to the Western Conference Finals. We kind of had the same expectations this year, especially after they took that loss. We had an expectation of them coming back, maybe going to the finals this year. But right now, it's not looking too good. But I still think that Oklahoma City Thunder, they still got a lot left in the tank. I think they just had two bad games. Paul George looking like he's a little bit healthy. He's been getting his shots up a little bit more in game two. He kind of went off in game two a little bit, but it still wasn't enough to contain CJ McCollum and Steph Curry. That's Steph Curry's brother. And Damian Lillard. They just been going off. Another series that I've been kind of checking out right now is the Boston Celtics and Indiana Pacers. Because that first game, everybody had Indiana Pacers going look like Indiana Pacers were going to win until maybe the third quarter, fourth quarter. They could not score in game one. Like, they literally could not score anything, which was really wild. Kyrie Irving ended up coming back, taking the game, winning the first game of the series. And then we get into the second game where it was a complete blowout. But we couldn't expect that from the Indiana Pacers, as their best player, Victor Oladipo, suffered an ACL injury. And he's not going to come back this year. So they're just like role players all together playing, while Kyrie is the superstar. So he expect any, plus he's been here before, as he won the championship with LeBron James in Cleveland in 2016. So he knows how to take over a playoff game, unlike the Indiana Pacers team, who doesn't have their superstar yet. But I would expect them maybe next year. I expect them to maybe be one of those teams that would be one of those hard teams to knock off. But it's kind of weird. We're seeing the kind of the NBA playoffs post LeBron, since LeBron's not in the playoffs. So we're just kind of seeing what the NBA is kind of looking like when LeBron James getting ready to get up out of the playoffs, right? Getting ready to get out of the NBA, rather, I would like to say. But this series, I see it going 4-0. Indiana doesn't have their best player. Boston has Kyrie Irving. But that next matchup, I expect that's going to be a crazy one, which is maybe Boston versus Milwaukee, because Milwaukee got a 2-0 lead against Detroit right now. In Detroit, they don't have their best player. See, a lot of, like, the best players on their team, on these teams, are kind of hurt right now, which is kind of sucks, because we're not seeing their full potential. Because I think some of these games, if they had their best player, they'll be going 7 games strong right now. But they don't have their best player. So Milwaukee, we see them, they're probably going to be the team that we see at the finals. But don't look out for Boston. Everybody's been counting Boston out since they had a bad regular season. But if they get past these Pacers 4-0 and they get a little bit of rest, and if Milwaukee gets there, that's going to be a series now. I'm telling you, I think that series might go to 7 games. You can't just count Boston out. They got Kyrie. Kyrie's been here before. He knows how to win a finals. He hit the game-winning shot in a finals. So he got that big game mentality. He got the Kobe mentality, Mamba mentality. So I would not. That's the matchup I really want to see: Boston versus Milwaukee. And I would expect that to go 7 games, because everybody's been counting Kyrie Irving out. And when you count Kyrie Irving out, he just comes back to prove people wrong. And he's been going off these playoffs. He had 31 in that game too. So be on the lookout for that, because we already know the Milwaukee-Detroit series not going to last long. Blake Griffin is gone, so really not. But another matchup that's been really good, I would like to say, is the Toronto Raptors and Orlando. Now, that Orlando, for first game, Orlando came through. They took home game advantage. They won the first game, which is usually the most hardest game to win for a road team. But DJ Augustine came up in the clutch, hit a 3-pointer. Kawhi Leonard missed a couple of clutch shots. But Kawhi Leonard, he came back second game, went off like we expect him to, as he is a top three player in the NBA right now. I'll put him up there with LeBron and Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and all them. But he usually gets left out because he's kind of a quiet guy. He doesn't like to stay in the spotlight. But he came through in that second game. Now, this series is tied up 1-1. I'm expecting this series maybe to go, I would say, maybe game 6. But I expect Toronto to take it. I think that they just missed a couple shots in that first game. And then they came back. They're kind of getting their rhythm. Kyle Lowry wasn't playing that good either. He had 0 points first game. But then he got back into his rhythm. So I expect them to take this series and go move on to the next round. I think that's going to be the result of that matchup, because Orlando doesn't have a superstar either. They're kind of like role players. Like, most of the teams in the Eastern Conference has a bunch of role players, while the Western Conference team, they have superstars like James Harden, Kevin Durant. That's where like all the superstars are. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Anthony Davis, all those are in the West. So the West is kind of like a, it's kind of like a battlefield to get to the finals. But I expect Toronto to take it and go to the next round. I think Toronto might make it to the Western, I mean Eastern Conference Finals to play Milwaukee or Boston. Whoever wins that matchup is going to go to play Toronto. I think Toronto is ready this year. I don't think they're going to make the finals, but I think they'll be ready to make the Western Conference Finals and give it a run for their money to make it to the finals. But another sneak kind of like, and let's go over to the Western Conference. Now the Denver Nuggets and San Antonio Spurs. This has been a really good matchup. It's been kind of San Antonio Spurs been kind of, they always been in the playoffs hunt, but we didn't expect them to be this good. They're taking down Denver. They're beating Denver right now, which is Denver was the second seed, and we expected Denver to maybe make it to the second round at least of the playoffs, but it's not looking like that, as the Spurs have took two games from them right now. One at home, which is kind of the, like I say before, is the hardest game to win. It's always a home. It's always the first playoff game. And if you're the road team, it's the hardest to win. But they ended up eventually losing the second game. But then they came back last night at home in San Antonio. And Derek White, a breakout star. He had a breakout game. He had a career high 36 points, which we never heard of him before. And he took down, he literally just took down Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray had no answer for him, which is the point guard for the Denver Nuggets. He's been having a good year, but Derek White just kind of exposed him last night as he went off. And I expect the Spurs to win this series, but now I thought it would maybe be game 6 or game 7. It's looking like it's going to be maybe a game 5 after this. Since they got another game in San Antonio, then they go back to Denver, which they already won there before. And they look like they got a good crowd right now. So they're getting in. LaMarcus Aldridge, he's been playing really good. He's been averaging 21.3 points in this series right now. So they ain't got an answer for him right now. So I'll say San Antonio moves on next round and plays whoever is the winner of Portland and Oklahoma City, which I hope is Oklahoma City if they can make a comeback. But it's looking like Portland is going to be San Antonio and Portland, which I would say that would be a pretty good series too. That series I would see going game 7. I see it being a hard fought war to go to the Western Conference Finals. But right now their San Antonio is looking like they're getting ready to go to that second round right now, taking that second round spot in the playoffs right now. Now, another matchup is the Houston Rockets and the Utah Jazz. Now, James Harden is, I would say if I had MVP vote right now, I would say James Harden would be my favorite right now. I know Giannis has been doing his thing. Giannis has been balling out, but James Harden, and how do you stop this dude? Like, I would say he's one of the greatest scorers I have seen in my lifetime, and I'm 19, I'm a young guy, but maybe in NBA history, he had like the highest scoring average, 33.5 points or something like that in the NBA, which was one of the highest. Only Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant had a higher average than that, which is crazy. But this guy, he is unstoppable. He just had a 30-point plus triple-double in the playoffs, which he has 3 of them already. This one added 4 of them, which is the highest in the NBA history in the playoffs, which is wild. The way he scores is unstoppable. He tires the defenders out, and he just takes it straight to the rack, which I don't know how he does it. But this series has been a while. It's been amazing just to see James Harden play. Now, if I would say James Harden, if LeBron James were retired today, I would say James Harden would take LeBron James' spot as the face of the NBA, because the kid, he got the beard, kids love him, and the way he plays right now is just a fun, energetic way. I think he would let people want to mold their game after. Kevin Durant, I would say he's still up there as the face. I'll say Kevin Durant, if he beats whoever wins this year, the next year, because I think the Houston Rockets are going to definitely beat the Utah Jazz because they're up 2-0. They play again Friday, and then if they take them out and they go against, will be the next round, will be, I expect, is Warriors and Houston Rockets. if they get into there and whoever wins that series, James Harden or Kevin Durant, I would say they'll be the face of the NBA. But right now, I would go with James Harden right now. James Harden, I just love watching him play. He's like, he gets ratings. He will give you ratings just the way his game is played. As you see him shoot, he can shoot from anywhere. Just he can get fouls, go to the lane, which a lot of players can do. He's a great player. I would say he would be the face of the NBA right now. But that's all for episode one of Bracket Busters. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week with episode two, where we'll get into more of the Warriors and the Warriors and Los Angeles Clippers. And we'll talk about the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. And that's about it. I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to episode 2 of Bracket Busters. I'm your host, Michael Patton, here today to talk about the NBA playoffs, but also getting to the NFL schedule. I'm really excited. I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so I'm ready to see who we play this year. To Dallas Cowboys Nation, you already know this. Mark my words, Super Bowl 2020, as we always say. If you tuned into episode 1, thank you very much. We left off talking about the Warriors and LA Clippers series and the Brooklyn Nets and 76ers series. I would like to start off talking about the Brooklyn Nets and 76ers series, as I think this has been the best series in the playoffs so far. If I had to pick my best series, it would be this one. First game, Brooklyn Nets went over to the 76ers home court to game one, which was kind of surprising to me. I didn't expect the 76ers to drop game one as they have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, but D'Angelo Russell came in there and he carried that team to the win. D'Angelo Russell, I like to give you a shout out, as you, like 2 years ago, everybody was making fun of you as a player. Everybody didn't believe in you. They didn't even think you would be this amazing. Like, you, how you playing right now? You're probably the most improved NBA player of the year after the Lakers traded you, which is kind of funny. I bet the Lakers are regretting it, as you see their series. They're not even in the playoffs, and you went to the East, took the sorry Brooklyn Nets, and elevated them into a playoff spot, and you actually took a win in a playoff game, your first playoff game, which the Lakers have not been in the playoffs for 4 years, and you already have a win before them, so you kind of get the laugh in their face, which is funny. But shout out to you. But then the 76ers, everybody was talking about them. They heard the controversy, everybody saying, are these guys even that good? Are they just a fluke? Are they this? Are they that? And Joel Embiid kind of got aggressive, kind of got angry especially after the controversy of the phone. After Joel Embiid looked at the phone and everybody was making assumptions of the phone, saying they're kind of childish. They're not adults yet. They're not grown yet. Joel Embiid kind of got angry, aggressive. Second game, came back, dropped 20 some points and dropped 15 rebounds. Amazing game from him. Ben Simmons still kind of had a streaky kind of game. He had some good nights and then some bad nights. It was an all right night. It was in the middle. He was getting rebounds and assists, which contributed to the team pretty good. But his scoring, he really didn't score. He's not really a shooter, which has been kind of his fault. He needs to still develop a jump shot. If he develops a jump shot, I would say he will be maybe a top 10 player in a few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, I would say. If he develops his jump shot and Joel Embiid can stay healthy, this team will be, I think they'll be in some finals, and I think they'll win a couple championships for Philadelphia. So game two, 76ers came back. Joel Embiid, amazing game. Shout out to him. I'll say best big man in the league right now. Game three, Joel Embiid did not play. Joel Embiid went out on the court. Practice for a little bit, got a couple jump shots up, and then reports came out that he's sitting out. His knee is not 100% in this series, and he doesn't want to risk anything if they do win this series, which is kind of looking like this now. So all the weight went to Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons has been getting a lot of controversy, as I said, with his jump shot. He doesn't have one, so everybody's been making fun of him. Even the Brooklyn Nets players have been talking about him. They also got posters in Brooklyn of saying, where's Ben Simmons' jump shot, making fun of him. So last night, came out aggressive, was driving like LeBron. And he's an amazing driver, I would say. He's an amazing driver. But he took over the game. And him and Tobias, they came out. They're a great combo. If they can keep scoring like that and Ben Simmons can play that aggressive, I see them maybe making it to the Eastern Conference. They could even make it to the finals. If Ben Simmons is aggressive like that, if he can maybe even develop a little bit of a mid-range shot, I can see them going to the finals. But I don't see them beating whoever wins in the West, but I see them at least making it to the finals for right now. Then, so game four is Saturday. I think Philadelphia will take that game too, as they took the last game. But I also think Joel Embiid will be back, and I think he'll be healthy. I think he just needed a little bit of break, a little mental rest from the two other games, because he has been having a bunch of load on him this playoff season. And I see them taking that series, but Brooklyn Nets, they still have a chance. They can still give them a run for their money. Now let's get into this Golden State and the LA Clippers. We all expected this to be a 4-0 sweep, but the LA Clippers had another thing coming for the Warriors. Game one, it was as usual, what we think of the Warriors, a blowout. Kevin Durant had a good game. Steph Curry had a good game. Klay had an all right game. Game two happened. Game two, I don't know what it is with the Warriors in the numbers 3-1, but whenever they get, I think that's their least favorite number, because every time they get a number that's 3-1, they always lose. They're up 3-1 in the NBA Finals, and they let LeBron James come back three games straight and win the Finals. And then they had a 31-point lead before the second half of this game two of the playoffs against the Clippers. And we all know DeMarcus Cousins got hurt in the beginning of the game, but that had nothing to do with the LA Clippers coming back from 31 points. I don't know how the Warriors let this happen. Kevin Durant, he had more turnovers than shots, which is unnatural for him, as he is the best scorer, because he can shoot from anywhere. I'll say he's the best mid-range shooter. Sometimes if he's hot, he's one of the best three-point shooters, up there with his teammate Steph Curry. Klay Thompson got to start showing up. He hasn't been showing up for the Warriors in these playoffs so far. Klay Thompson usually is the third option. He usually gets you maybe 15, 16 points. He hasn't been scoring that good. I would say he has been playing defense pretty good, but he still has to get his points up, because if he does not score since DeMarcus Cousins is out, I don't see them maybe even beating the Rockets in the second round, because we all know this series is over with, because the Golden State, they might have slept in game two, but they woke up for game three. Kevin Durant got mad. You know, it was a whole bunch of arguing on each team about Patrick Beverley guarding Kevin Durant, and is he holding Kevin Durant down? You can't hold Kevin Durant down. Only person that can stop Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. If Kevin Durant wants to drop 40 every night, Kevin Durant can drop 40 every night. There's no one in this planet that can stop him but himself. So game three, he was tired of hearing all the talking about he's not this, not that. He came back, dropped 38 last night, went off. They couldn't stop him. He just would come off screens and just hit from anywhere. So he's back. So that's good. So this series is pretty much over, but it's looking like the second round could be pretty interesting if the Houston Rockets. If the Houston Rockets can keep their offense up with the Warriors, I'll give the edge to the Houston Rockets right now, because the Warriors gave up a 31-point lead, which is kind of unnatural. It's the biggest comeback in a playoff game history. I don't know what happened in that game, but they're back now. The Warriors, I think they're focused now. They know what they want. They want to go for that three-peat before, because I think they know that Kevin Durant's kind of leaning towards leaving them this year. So I see them taking this series, and then we'll just have to tune in to see what happens in the Rockets versus the Warriors, because we all know Rockets about to win this series. Warriors will definitely swipe this series, so they're gonna meet up, and that's gonna be a phenomenal matchup. Now let's get into this NFL schedule and my Dallas Cowboys. Now we always know we always play the Giants for our first game, and it's no different this year. Well, this time we're at home to play the New York Giants. I think that's gonna be an easy win. The next we play another rival, but this time we're at the Redskins. Redskins had a pretty good season last year, but all their players got hurt in the midseason, so we kind of didn't play them at full strength. So this game, I really don't know. I think we could take it, but it's probably going to be a hard fought battle. Then we got the Dolphins and the Cowboys. This game, we really never really played the Miami. This kind of a weird game. The Dolphins are coming to Dallas, and the Dolphins are used to the warm weather and all that, and they got the open field. I would say maybe the Dolphins might upset us. I think we might get upset by the Dolphins this year. And then next game is the Saints, and we're at the Saints. Last year we upset the Saints, and we held them six points, like something like that, which was not Drew Brees' best game during his MVP run. So I think they might get revenge on us right there. I think we're at their hometown, and I think they're kind of going to be on a revenge tour from that playoff loss they had from the refs. So I think they're going to beat us real bad. I don't expect us to have a good game against them. Drew Brees, I think he's going to have another MVP season because he's looking for revenge. Now we got the Packers and the Cowboys. The Packers, they got a new coach, kind of getting some new players. I think we might take this one. I would give us the edge in this one. It's going to be a close game. A lot of these games this season, I think we're going to be close games because it's kind of a weird, lenient schedule. And we don't know if they're going any healthy with all our players. And we don't know who players will be hurt. So it's kind of hard to kind of predict these games right now. But I would say Dallas Cowboys would beat the Green Bay Packers. And then next game we got is the Cowboys versus the Jets. The Jets got Le'Veon Bell this year, a great running back. They got Sam Darnold, a really good quarterback. They got some good wide receivers, I would say. This is also going to be another hard-fought battle. The first half of the season is going to be the hardest for the Cowboys. I see us maybe losing this one too. And then we got next round, we got our rivals again, the Eagles. We always had an upper hand against the Eagles. I think we will take this one. I think we're going to take this one, even though Carson Wentz is healthy. We haven't seen them really play, and they don't have Nick Foles as a backup. So I think our Cowboys will take this one. And then we got the Giants again. You already know that. We're probably going to take this one. Eli Manning is aging really bad. He's not playing like he used to. Plus, they don't have Odell Beckham anymore. They don't have the same wide receivers. They do got Saquon Barkley. I would say he's a great running back. Maybe even better than Ezekiel Elliott. But Ezekiel Elliott has proven that he can take us to the playoffs. And Saquon Barkley hasn't had that chance yet. I'll say if Saquon Barkley can take a team to the playoffs, then I'll say he's better than Ezekiel Elliott for right now. But Ezekiel Elliott has been the rushing champ for the past 2 years. Then we had the Vikings and the Cowboys. I think we can take the Vikings. I think this might be a win for the Cowboys versus the Vikings. I think the Cowboys will take this. I think this is going to be the breakout year for Dak Prescott. I think he's going to be proving everybody wrong and show that he deserves his contract. Because a lot of people have been talking about he's not a top-tier quarterback. He's not up there with Aaron Rodgers, but he still will get you wins. He will get you to the playoffs. I think one day he will get us to a Super Bowl. If we keep trying, I think it might be this year, too. If we keep getting them players and keep giving them offensive linemen to protect them, I think we might he can take us to a Super Bowl and potentially even win a Super Bowl. Then the game I'm excited for is Cowboys at the Lions this year. I usually can't see my Cowboys because I live in Michigan. And I live in Michigan, so I really can't see the go see the Cowboys. But this year, they got the Cowboys coming to the Lions. So I will definitely have to get tickets to this game. I think this game might be good because the Lions, they have been getting players now. Don't sleep on the Lions this year. The Lions have been picking up some players this offseason. So I think the Lions might have been a laughing stock last year, but they did beat the Patriots last year. So this year, I think they might get give us a run for our money. But I'm going with my Cowboys for that game. I think my Cowboys might take it, but it's going to be a close game because the Lions, I think they're taking it serious this year. Then we got the Bills and Cowboys. This is a joke. This is a laugh for me. I would say the Cowboys blow them out pretty easily. And then we have the Cowboys versus the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to totally demolish us. Tom Brady, he still showed us that he can still play, even though everybody has been talking about he's been downgrading, but he's still still the top quarterback, as he has just won the Super Bowl again, even though it was kind of a fluky Super Bowl, it's kind of boring, but he still showed us that he's one of the best. And then next we get into the Cowboys versus the Rams. This game, I think the Cowboys want revenge for that playoff game. It was a close game, but if we can get Ezekiel Elliott to get some running yards and protect him, and he can get some maybe 5 yards or 10 yards to a first down and keep the ball away from the LA Rams, I think we can take this one. I think we want revenge for that playoff game to show everybody that we're here to stay and that we're here to come into the playoffs and make a hard run. Then we have the Eagles again. You already know I'm not going to say the Eagles to win. I'm going to pick my Cowboys, even though we're at the Eagles that time. And then the last game of the season is the Cowboys versus the Redskins. Cowboys again. I don't know about the Redskins, even though they were hurt last year. I still don't know about them. I don't know about the quarterback. I don't think he can carry them this year. So I think we might take another division title and go into the playoffs. Hopefully this year we make a long run in the playoffs instead of just winning one game and getting knocked out again. So I think it's going to be a good year for us Cowboys fans. It's going to be a great year. And thanks for tuning in to episode 2 of the Bracket Busters.